You've heard me talk for years about the breakthrough health benefits of CBD. Now, our friends at CV Sciences have developed an innovative suite of non-CBD products that mimic CBD's healthful effects. CV Sciences' new Plus Health CBD-free line of gummies and capsules. The Plus Health Clarity gummies are packed with DMAE, lion's mane, and rhodiola designed to boost your cognitive performance, enhance memory, and provide natural energy. You need a little peace and calm? Plus Health's Peace Gummies, soothing blend of L-theanine, lemon balm, and St. John's wort support serenity and relaxation without the drowsiness. And if you're on a journey towards optimal health, the Reshape capsules are packed with powerful ingredients like berberine and OEA to support metabolic health and help maintain healthy blood sugar levels. For more information and to order, head over to pluscbdoil.com/Hoffman. Use coupon code Hoffman30. For 30% off. That's pluscbdoil.com/Hoffman for the new Plus Health non-CBD collection.
Welcome to Intelligent Medicine, America's foremost program on health, medicine, and nutrition, featuring the latest on both conventional and alternative therapies. Now, here's Dr. Ronald Hoffman.
Welcome back to another hour of the weekend edition of Intelligent Medicine. We got lots to talk about this hour. I hope that you're enjoying the program, and we're going to provide you with news that you can use on the health front. That's what we do each weekend. The best of high-tech medicine, the best of natural therapies, putting those together for you is my task each weekend. And you can participate, 877-726-8255, our number. That number avails you the opportunity to call in with a question or perhaps share a medical experience, often a very illustrative to your fellow listeners. So let's take one of those recorded questions.
Hi, Dr. Hoffman. I have a question about the urolithin A and how effective it is for just daily energy other than working out. When I work out and I use it, I feel great. But other than that, I don't notice a big difference other than when I'm exercising. Just wanted to know and how it compares to the NT factor glycophospholipids in NT factor and also in healthy aging, and how you compare the two and which one you recommend. Thank you.
Okay. So the answer is all of the above because all of these things help to support the mitochondria, and they may work in different ways. So first, let's talk about NT factor. NT factor is a phospholipid compound, and it's based on the idea that as we age, our cell membranes deteriorate, as does virtually every structure of the body. But the cell membranes are very important for communication between cells, and within the cells are mitochondria, which are like the little batteries within cells, the energy-producing parts of the cells. And they, too, have membranes. And the membranes of the mitochondria are these kind of scaffoldings on which energy production occurs. And if those membranes are frayed or damaged, energy production decreases. So by providing building blocks for the phospholipids within cell membranes, we can restore cellular function, we can restore mitochondrial function, and studies have borne this out. They've done a fair amount of research on what's called LRT, lipid replacement therapy. So that is one way to support mitochondrial function and energy, and I've seen it work in patients, and I personally take NT factor every day. I take the NT factor powder, a scoop of that every day. When I'm traveling, I take the patented energy, which are little lozenges that kind of dissolve under your tongue. So urolithin A is something newer because I've been using NT factor for, probably more than 20, 25 years myself. Urolithin A came on the scene, probably about 3, 4, 5 years ago as something that was derived from pomegranates. And we've done programs on urolithin A. And I think it's a real strong candidate for mitochondrial support, but it works in a different way. It works on what's called mitophagy, which is the cleanup crew for senescent mitochondria. You know, there's, as we age, we accumulate more senescent mitochondria. It kind of gums up the cellular works. And mitophagy is the process by which we take out the garbage, in effect, specifically when it comes to the mitochondria. Now, urolithin A is present in certain foods to a certain degree. Its precursor is present in pomegranates, but it requires the action of the microbiome to activate it. It's actually a metabolite. And some people don't have the right microbiome to make it, so they have negligible amounts of urolithin A. In studies, administering urolithin A to older folks, and this is germane because, you know, it's one thing to do stuff in the test tube and say, well, this pathway looks better and that pathway looks, you know, improved and, you know, this metabolite is, you know, increased and blah, blah, blah. But where the rubber meets the road is in terms of performance. And the study that got my attention came out in Nature, which was, you know, very prestigious medical journal. And I have a study in front of me. A total of 66 participants were randomized to either urolithin A or a placebo. The average age of the participants was around 72. They were predominantly women and Caucasian. And what they found is that urolithin A compared with placebo significantly improved muscle endurance and also they found that plasma levels of certain energy compounds like acylcarnitines, actually these are energy inhibiting compounds, were decreased. And also C-reactive protein was decreased. Now that's an inflammatory compound compared with placebo. This is what grabbed me. The average increase from baseline in a 6-minute walk distance. In other words, they say you got 6 minutes, walk as fast, walk as far as you can. The average increase from baseline in a 6-minute walk distance was 70 meters in the urolithin A group and 42 meters in the placebo group. That's pretty significant increase. That's about, well, about 30% increase, something along those lines. You know, maybe even closer to a 40% increase. There was also an increase in maximal ATP production in the urolithin A group. Well, that's an energy compound par excellence. And so I've added it to my regimen. Now, here's, you know, what you're experiencing subjectively, that's great, is that when your body is stressed, you perform better. But when your body's at rest, well, maybe it doesn't kick in for you. And that's to be expected. You know, perhaps if you were more debilitated and broken down and not in good condition, you might experience a boost in your at-rest performance with your urolithin A. But since you're in pretty good shape, you feel okay anyway, with or without your urolithin. But when you exercise, you notice that effect. So, you know, the other thing that I recommend, I mean, there are many things that are helpful for mitochondrial function. But the other thing that I'm big on is nicotinamide riboside. I think that's sort of a trifecta for mitochondrial support, NT factor, nicotinamide riboside, urolithin A. Yes, it can get a little pricey, but, you know, what better investment is there in your health and longevity? And oh, by the way, urolithin A just demonstrated in a recent study another side effect that you won't feel, which is improved immunity. Greater freedom from autoimmune diseases, potentially, and resistance to infectious diseases, according to a recent study that showed beneficial effects on white blood cells, lymphocytes that defend the body. So there you have it. And I'll give you the, you know, heads up on urolithin A, because here's the copy that I'm about to read. If you're ready to unlock a secret to youthful vitality, well, meet MitoPure. That's the brand name for urolithin A. It's a revolutionary urolithin A supplement from Timeline Nutrition. MitoPure ignites mitophagy, which I just talked about, your body's natural anti-aging pathways. We age, our cells can become damaged and dysfunctional, but with MitoPure, you can recycle those worn-out cells. MitoPure is a clinically validated solution backed by over 15 years of robust scientific research. Boosts your cellular energy enhance muscle strength and endurance, and even fight skin aging. You know, they have some topical skin products, which I use, and I think they're great. All without changing your diet or exercise routine. I discovered MitoPure a couple of years ago after diving into the science of urolithin A, and since then, it's become a vital part of my wellness routine. For more information or order, visit timeline.com/Hoffman. Use coupon code Hoffman at checkout to get the 10% discount off MitoPure. Whether you're looking to support muscle health, enhance your skin routine, or invest in your long-term vitality, MitoPure is your scientifically backed ally in the quest for slowing down the aging process. That's timeline.com/Hoffman for MitoPure. Okay, this item I found interesting because it talks about kind of weird headline. Research shows caterpillar fungus can slow down growth of cancer cells. Now, often when I see articles like this, I go, I think I know what they're talking about, but I wasn't sure. And when I read the article, scientists from the University of Nottingham School of Pharmacy have been studying how a parasitic fungus that grows on caterpillars could work as a potential treatment for a range of diseases by studying cordycepin. It's a chemical compound found in these mushrooms. So it's a weird thing. This is kind of a conjugate of a fungus with an animal. And the fungus that infects the animal results in the production of cordycepin. And the product is cordyceps. I've been taking it personally for years to boost my immune system. It's now shown promise as a cancer medicine in a range of studies. And so they believe that cordycepin is associated with cordycepin triphosphate, which is shown to be the likely cause of the effects on cell growth and therefore the molecule that can directly affect cancer cells. Okay, so they figured out the mechanism of action. It is one of those things that has traditional use and now modern science supports its use. Think cordyceps for immune support and even for cancer prevention and for prevention of recurrence of cancer, part of your overall anti-cancer regimen. 877-726-8255, our number. I'm Dr. Ronald Hoffman. You're listening to Intelligent Medicine.
This holiday season, the turkey isn't the only thing that gets stuffed. Everyone knows when we eat too much, gas and bloating are likely to follow. Even more trouble ensues when we combine too many rich foods high in fat and sugar. An antacid may bring a moment of relief, but there is a smarter idea. Dr. O'Hara's Probiotics. Taken daily, Dr. O'Hara's probiotics provide optimum digestive support with enough of the good probiotic bacteria to help us digest rich holiday foods. And for sudden upper digestive distress, chew a capsule or two. The enzymes and postbiotic metabolites only found in Dr. O'Hara's probiotics as a result of the 3-year fermentation process will help you feel better and improve your overall digestive health. This holiday season, discover the Dr. O'Hara difference for yourself. You'll be glad you did.
Get Dr. O'Hara's probiotics at natural grocers, Sprouts, Whole Foods, Vitamin Shop, and other natural health retailers nationwide. Also available online.
Are you ready to unlock a secret to youthful vitality? Meet MitoPure, the revolutionary urolithin A supplement from Timeline Nutrition. MitoPure ignites your body's natural anti-aging pathway, mitophagy. As we age, our cells can become damaged and dysfunctional. But with MitoPure, you can recycle these worn-out cells. MitoPure is a clinically validated solution backed by over 15 years of robust scientific research. Boost your cellular energy, enhance muscle strength and endurance, and even fight skin aging, all without changing your diet or exercise routine. I discovered MitoPure a couple of years ago after diving into the science of urolithin A. Since then, it's become a vital part of my wellness routine. For more information and to order, visit timeline.com/Hoffman. Use code Hoffman at checkout to receive 10% off MitoPure. Whether you're looking to support muscle health, enhance your skin routine, or invest in your long-term vitality, MitoPure is your scientifically backed ally in the quest for slowing down the aging process. That's timeline.com/Hoffman for MitoPure.
drhoffman.com, your portal for cutting-edge information on health and nutrition.
Back to Intelligent Medicine, Dr. Ronald Hoffman with you, and let's talk about efforts to improve childhood nutrition. And we know we've got a problem here because more and more kids are overweight, more and more kids are diabetic, more and more kids are prone to higher risk of cardiovascular disease, not to mention mental disorders among kids that are just rampant. And so there are government efforts that are designed to improve childhood nutrition. And among them are school-based nutrition ed programs. And I remember health classes from high school, and mostly they were a snooze. You know, they would tell us about all the healthy things to do. Don't smoke, don't drink, don't, drive crazy, don't take marijuana, you know, all these kinds of things. And we just blew it off because we're kids. Kids just, don't respond to that kind of thing. But still, the government is spending inordinate amounts of money trying to educate kids about nutrition. And, I think conceptually this is a good idea. Three nutrition education curricula were identified in this study. From 2023 to 2032, the projected implementation costs of the curricula nationwide range from $1.8 billion to $3.5 billion. And in order to be cost effective, each curriculum would have to reduce average child body mass index by just 0.1. Okay, to get an idea of, BMI 29 is considered overweight, BMI, 30 and change is obesity, but a 0.1 increase, that's barely budging the BMI. That's a tiny amount. But, they did some modeling on this. And what they concluded is, and this may be, the basis for, Elon Musk and Ramaswamy's DOGE program, this effort to curb government inefficiency, because the conclusion here is that school-based nutrition education programs alone are not cost-effective for preventing childhood obesity. This is a projection, a micro-simulation, a modeling study. But while it makes kind of sense, like talk to kids about nutrition, tell them about healthy nutrition, where the nutrition lessons are learned are mostly at home and not in school. Like parents have a tremendous amount of influence on what kids eat by example, and by making available healthy foods and by making scarce unhealthy foods. Especially very early in life, even in preschool, that's when it really starts. You cultivate an appetite for poor quality foods at a very young age. So what they say here is basically these policies are basically wasteful. And, some of the policies that attempt to do so, providing water on school lunch in lieu of sugary beverages and unhealthy snacks, incorporating more robust physical activity programs, which a lot of schools are curtailing. These are more effective ways of dealing with it rather than putting kids in stuffy classrooms and telling them what to eat and what not to eat. Because it's really, according to the study, we're wasting our time, we're wasting our federal budget with programs that attempt to tell kids to eat better food. 877-726-8255 or number. I'm Dr. Ronald Hoffman, and this is Intelligent Medicine. Did you know that collagen makes up 30% of the protein in your body? It's the substance that gives structure, support, and strength to your skin, muscles, bones, and connective tissues. Collagen is what keeps our skin firm and youthful, preventing it from sagging. It also supplies amino acids that are crucial for building healthy hair and protecting hair follicles. The collagen supplement that I use and recommend to my patients is Revive by Bright Core Nutrition. Revive
combines 5 types of collagen with hyaluronic acid and biotin to heal and nourish your skin, hair, and nails. Studies show that collagen also helps relieve joint inflammation and pain. If you're looking to heal your body from the inside out and reverse some effects of aging, Revive could be your answer. For more information and to order, visit mybrightcore.com/Hoffman. That's mybrightcore.com/Hoffman. As a listener to Intelligent Medicine, buy 2 bottles of Revive and get 1 free, plus a collagen sheet mask as a free gift. That's mybrightcore.com/Hoffman for Revive Multi-Collagen Protein. You know how important it is to ensure that your supplements are genuine, safe, and effective. That's why I partnered with Fullscript, an online dispensing platform that only offers curated professional-grade brands that I know and trust. The very same supplements that I prescribe to my patients and take myself. Never counterfeit or expired, always stored and shipped correctly. Just go to DearHoffmanStore.com to start your free Fullscript account. Buying through Fullscript offers fast shipping, optional refill reminders, a mobile-friendly site. It's safe, secure, and HIPAA-compliant and offers world-class support. Fullscript also gives you access to my custom targeted supplement protocols that combine the products that I recommend to address specific needs, heart health, immune support, and much more. Just go to DearHoffmanStore.com to sign up for your free Fullscript account. You'll get access to the supplements and features you need to help you achieve your wellness goals. That's DearHoffmanStore.com. DearHoffmanStore.com.
A regular dose of intelligent medicine injected directly into your inbox. Subscribe to Dr. Hoffman's free newsletter. Just go to drhoffman.com.
Back to Intelligent Medicine. Dr. Ronald Hoffman here. Our number is 877-726-8255. And a reminder, there's a special offer for our listeners. Kyolic aged garlic extract, free sample and coupons. Our friends at Kyolic Aged Garlic Extract want to help you stay healthy while keeping your costs down. And as a listener to Intelligent Medicine, they're offering you coupons and free samples. Just go to kyolic.com/radio and click on Dr. Ronald Hoffman. No purchase necessary. That's kyolic.com/radio for coupons and free samples from Kyolic. So let us take a phone call.
I have a question regarding the vitamin D situation. I ordered the liposomal vitamin D pump, and that goes sublingually under the tongue and it bypasses the digestive system, goes right into your bloodstream much more efficiently that way. I don't know why they don't do that to so many other, both water-soluble or fat-soluble vitamins, so that you get it directly into the bloodstream.
Okay, you know, this is an interesting question because a lot of people are fascinated by the allure of liposomal vitamins. And so let's talk about what those are. These are substances, and you can do this with medications too. Actually, this was pioneered with medications. Liposomes were only really discovered around 1965. And what they are little tiny packages that deliver drugs or supplements into the system. Okay, so they're made from various compounds, phospholipids. You can make them out of cholesterol compounds, and they're tiny. You can see them under a microscope, but they look like little spheres. And inside the spheres is the active compound that you want to have delivered to your cells. And it's an appealing notion, and it's actually been used to deliver drugs, which are sometimes broken down by the digestive system and don't get to where they need to go. And it increases what's called the bioavailability, such that more of the active substance is absorbed and utilized by the cells. So the question is, if this is so great, why don't they use this for everything? I mean, there's liposomal vitamin C, there's liposomal curcumin, now there's, you mentioned, liposomal vitamin D. And it's a couple of reasons. One is that I believe that the science is weak on the idea that liposomal supplements are more bioavailable. I've looked, I spent a lot of time looking at the research, And I see some studies, but I believe that some of the studies are actually biased and have a conflict of interest because they're sponsored by companies that make the liposomes or make the supplements that are delivered in my liposomal form. So I don't really see a lot of good studies that substantiate the benefits of liposomal encapsulation. It is like a form of micro-encapsulation. The exception is with curcumin. I think that curcumin is not very bioavailable, and curcumin can be made more bioavailable by this nanotechnology, by liposomal delivery. However, there's a potentially a drawback to that, because let's say, I mean, the idea is that you want it to be absorbed into the bloodstream, that it should go to the brain, et cetera, right? It needs to go deep into your body and be absorbed. The problem is that some of the benefits of certain things that we take are in the gut. And if we shield these compounds from digestion with liposomes, maybe they become less bioavailable. Like maybe if we want to use curcumin for ulcerative colitis or Crohn's disease, we don't want a liposomal form. We want to just use like a very active, concentrated powder formulation of it so that it can go right on the ulcerative tissue. I mean, I'm just saying, or maybe the benefits of certain things are on the microbiome, that they actually change the microbiome in a favorable way, thus having a good effect on the body. An example of which might be berberine. We think, you know, berberine helps blood sugar. Does it help it through by going to the pancreas or by going to the tissues? To some extent, maybe, but it also seems to work on the microbiome to improve metabolism. So, the other problem with these microencapsulations is that there's a lot of different technologies, and finding the right technology for each different thing is very challenging. And they've had a lot of problems with drug delivery, and they were very enthused about liposomal technology a few years back, but now they're backing away from it a little bit. They just think that maybe it's been oversold for delivering drugs. And, you know, finally, the other factor is it just dramatically increases costs. I mean, like vitamin D is dirt cheap, let's face it. And with things like vitamin D, if you're concerned about bioavailability, well, maybe the liposomal form is more bioavailable, but the solution is to just take more vitamin D. I have virtually never seen a person who can't get their vitamin D normalized if we don't give them enough vitamin D. I mean, maybe they don't get it normalized with 1,000, so we give them 2,000. Or maybe that doesn't work, and we give them 5,000 for a while, and then we normalize it, and then maybe we cut back, or maybe we maintain a dose at 5,000. But it's virtually impossible to see a person who doesn't get adequate levels of most of the vitamins and minerals by simply upping the doses of readily available inexpensive forms of the vitamins and minerals, or in some cases, nutraceuticals. So with the exception of a few things, you know, maybe curcumin is a good case, I think liposomal technology is kind of oversold. Okay, that's what my opinion, and I'm sticking to it until more studies convince me that it's ready for prime time. Folks, you've heard me say for years, and I was just talking about it in conjunction with urolithin A for support of the mitochondria, NT factor is also important. It's the breakthrough supplement that's proven to repair and renew your body's cells. That includes your immune cells, such as your T cells and white blood cells. Anything that helps metabolism and mitochondria can have an impact on immunity. So now that we're in cold and flu season, NT factor is combining with the powerful antioxidants, vitamin C, as well as vitamin D, to provide you with an immune booster bundle. Vitamin C and D help stimulate the production of white blood cells and activate immune cells, which play a key role in defending against pathogens. Together with NT factor, they help modulate immune function, reduce inflammation, and promote overall immune health. For a limited time, you can buy a bottle of NT factor with D3K2 and get a bottle of C1000 with NT factor. Absolutely
free. That's a savings of over $26. So just go to ntfactor.com. That's ntfactor.com and save over $26 on the powerful cocktail of vitamins C and D with NT Factor at ntfactor.com. Take advantage of that special offer. This item. Okay. Remember what happened during COVID? They told you not to go to church. They told you not to go to the gym. We shut down all those places. But one thing they did is they kept the liquor stores open. And one of the ways you could console yourself at home during the tense lockdown was by imbibing alcohol. And this study shows that indeed there was an increase in alcohol consumption during the pandemic. From pre-pandemic to the height of the pandemic, 2020, heavy alcohol use among Americans rose by 20%. And any alcohol use rose by 4%. So those who are teetotalers, 4% started drinking. And here's the bad news. Rise in drinking was seen across all age groups, genders, race, ethnicities, and regions of the country. Ages 40 to 49 had the highest increase in heavy alcohol use. Probably, you know, the group most affected by the lockdowns, because these are working folks. Yeah, retired folks, they're already retired. You don't mind staying home. But folks 40 to 49, they're socially active, and they're usually working folks, and they had to stay home. They had the highest increase in heavy alcohol use. And the bad news is that these increases persist. It's not as if it was a temporary glitch. By the most recent reckoning, the increases were sustained. So what they're saying here is that this is a really hit to our morale and to our well-being. Heavy drinking was defined as greater than or equal to 5 drinks a day or 15 drinks a week for men. It's a lot of drinking. And greater than or equal to 4 drinks a day or 8 drinks a week for women. So the speculation is that the effects of the pandemic, including disruptions to school and work, may have driven the increase in alcohol use in adults ages 40 to 49. Also, the other stress on adults 40 to 49 is kids. Kids staying home, right? So it's like, put the kiddies to bed. Let's have a little nightcap because we've been having a rough day coping with all the mayhem around the house. So this is a really bad trend. But hey, COVID is over. But the drinking patterns, unfortunately, have been sustained. It's hard to go back. 877-726-8255, our number. I'm Dr. Ronald Hoffman. You're listening to Intelligent Medicine.
We wouldn't go a day without washing our hands, brushing our teeth, and washing our nose. Whoa, wait, we wash our nose? Yes, the number one place where bacteria, viruses, and pollen enter your body is through the nose. So the average person breathes over 23,000 times a day. That's 23,000 opportunities for bacteria, viruses, and irritants to get into your nose and make you sick. For an extra layer of protection, wash your nose with Clear. That is Clear, X-L-E-A-R. Clear's drug-free nasal spray features xylitol, an ingredient proven to block adhesion of many nasty bacteria and viruses and effectively clean, not just rinse like a saline, but wash your nose. Clear nasal spray quickly alleviates congestion, opens your airway, and ensures your body's natural defenses are strong. Read the research studies for yourself at clear.com. That's X-L-E-A-R.com. Protect yourself from the pathogens and junk you breathe. Pick up a bottle for you and your family today.
As you know, it's important to me that the supplements I recommend and use are of the highest quality. That's why I stock the Protocol for Life Balance product line in my online dispensary, drhoffman.com/protocolforlifebalance. Protocol for Life Balance offers a wide range of professional-grade products using ingredients backed by strong scientific research, including a suite of supplements supporting your cardiovascular health, Clinical Cardio 6, Ubiquinol, and K2, MK7, and D3. This collection offers a powerful combination of targeted nutrients and botanicals that are known to promote optimal cardiovascular health by supporting healthy blood pressure, arterial flexibility, cellular energy production, neutralization of free radicals, protection against oxidative stress, and promotion of healthy vascular structures. For more information and to order, just go to drhoffman.com/protocol for life balance. That's drhoffman.com/protocol for life balance. Protocol for Life Balance is an A-rated GMP manufacturer of premium dietary supplements.
Subscribe to the Intelligent Medicine Podcast, updated several times weekly. Go to drhoffman.com.
Back to Intelligent Medicine, Dr. Ronald Hoffman here. 877-726-8255, our number. Let's squeeze in another recorded question. Let's hear it.
I'm 54 years old, and I noticed two inflammation on my fingers. I believe it's arthritis. Is there something that I can take to get rid of the arthritis?
So, yes, the answer is I definitely believe that supplements have an impact, but let's first look at the impact of diet. This is probably, if you're seeing it, it depends on where it is in your fingers. If it's in the what are called the distal joints, the ones further out from the base of your hand, it's more likely osteoarthritis. If it's in your knuckles or in the middle of your fingers, it's more likely rheumatoid arthritis. But let's assume it's osteoarthritis. Things that help, collagen type 2. I believe that glucosamine and chondroitin and MSM are helpful. Anti-inflammatories like boswellin are helpful. Use of omega-3 fatty acids can be helpful. But don't forget your diet, because this study here, it looks at rheumatoid arthritis, but I believe it also applies to osteoarthritis. Studies in something called genome medicine done at the Mayo Clinic, first study to date that uses gut microbiome data to predict clinical improvement in rheumatoid arthritis disease activity. Okay, they did stool sequencing on samples from 32 patients with rheumatoid arthritis, and they found that the type of bacteria within their intestinal tracts had a big impact on whether they were likely to have inflammation. And so how do you change your microbiome? Well, you change your diet. You change from a lot of processed junk to a more wholesome diet. Sometimes elimination of things like nightshades, wheat, and dairy, inflammatory foods can make a difference. For patients with osteoarthritis, I recommend something along the lines of a paleo diet. There is something called the AIP, the autoimmune paleo diet. That can be very helpful at relieving arthritic symptoms. But lately, you know, I've added collagen to my regimen to prevent osteoarthritis. Osteoarthritis is almost a universal phenomenon in older individuals, and we try to stave it off by taking some of the right things. So this item has to do with the common practice. When a patient has a heart attack, they automatically give you a few things. These days, they make sure you're on a stat. Got to be on a statin. Okay, which I kind of agree with. I mean, if you already had a heart attack, I mean, maybe, you know, statin is going to be protective. They also give you an ACE inhibitor or an ARB, blood pressure medication that's been shown to reduce the incidence of subsequent heart attacks. And they give you a beta blocker. Now, what beta blockers do is they slow the pulse. They're said to put less strain on the heart because, like, you know, what could give you a heart attack if you stress and strain? The problem with beta blockers is that they slow people down and they limit the efficacy of exercise. Because when you exercise, you get your heart rate up. That's good. It helps you to condition. And I've long suspected that they have an effect on mood. But there have been subsequent studies that say, nah, no effect on mood. But a new study suggests that, indeed, patients may become unnecessarily depressed by common heart medications like beta blockers. And things like Chorguard and things like that. So they also found that they're not really necessary, that only in patients who have some degree of heart failure associated with their heart attacks
do they make sense? So what they found in a recent study is that among patients taking a beta blocker, researchers observed more severe symptoms of depression in them. They do have an effect on mood. They're slower downers. And instead of protecting the heart, they're relatively unnecessary in most survivors of heart attacks, except in the relatively uncommon instances where you also have heart failure. Heart failure patients benefit from beta blockers. It's a small subset of heart attack survivors. And finally this, magnesium and calcium deficiencies are linked to cognitive decline in seniors. Researchers found, the studies from Poland, researchers in Poland found that in addition to age, body mass index, and chronic heart failure, calcium and magnesium deficiencies are markers of cognitive decline. And the effect is additive when both deficiencies occur together. The study noticed that low magnesium and low calcium are common in seniors and can worsen cognitive decline. Now, we know magnesium plays a vital role in the central nervous system. It's necessary for energy production, and it has an impact on nerve transmission in the brain. Calcium, too, has something to do with signaling processes in the brain. And the study looked at over 1,000 hospitalized Polish patients aged 60 and older, and they found that there was a direct correlation between lower calcium and magnesium concentrations and scores on cognitive tests. So think magnesium, think calcium tend to be overlooked in programs to support cognitive health. Well, thanks very much for joining us. Remember that if you want to become a more informed listener to Intelligent Medicine, you can go to drhoffman.com and download our podcast, subscribe to our newsletter. Also, don't forget drhoffmanstore.com as a source for supplements. FullScript provides timely delivery of reliable supplements that are sometimes hard to find elsewhere. And we are also available to you on social media. So follow us on X and Facebook. Have yourselves a safe and healthy weekend. Our number, 877-726-8255, to record a question if something should occur to you during the week. I'm Dr. Ronald Hoffman.